Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Today, I will continue my discussion that about trading psychology that we have actually started yesterday evening. And we will continue to talk about secrets to stress-free trading, because if you have heard to most of the presentations today, if not 100%, all of the traders have something in common. Their common goal is to trade stress-free. So I'm here to confirm as well that trading stress-free is possible. Because if you have emotions when you're trading, it means that you're doing something wrong and you're not trading the right way. Because trading should be boring, definitely extremely boring. It's about calculation. It's about analysis. It's about putting the puzzle together, actionable idea, entry, stop, target, trailing out. Or entry, stop, you stop out, done. And then evaluate the causes. All right, so let's continue our discussion from yesterday. Before we begin, just make sure that you pause if you're listening to this as a recording. Make sure you pause this and read the full disclaimer. And basically what we're saying is that all the information provided by Trade Out Loud is for educational purpose only. And trading involves high risk. We're not registered nor licensed. So if you need to seek financial advice, consult only your financial planner, broker, or advisor. So for those of you that are now here for the very first time, and if you have missed the first presentation, or if you have missed the first 2 days in here, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade the futures and the equities markets, but not solely reflected that strategies are not solely restricted to these two assets. You can trade anything that has a pulse and has a tech, cryptocurrencies, forex, etc. I have been a professional independent trader focused on trading equities and futures for the last 19 years. For those of you that do know me, I am trading equities as a swing program. As swing trading. So I'm swing trading and active investing in equities. And I day trade futures only in the first 2 hours. And oftentimes I pretty much wrap up the day around 10 o'clock or 10:30. So that makes it, I would say, 30 minutes a day or an hour a day. Because I do have a system, I do have a trading system that is like an instant gratification system, if you will, that specializes in high velocity trades. So that means I'm going to show you how it works. I'm going to show you some levels that we had for today. They're very easy to use, really easy to apply. You don't need any special indicator. You just know how to do it. And it's literally self-implement it yourself. So prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I also come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I run two services, a swing trading service since 2010, and I run the Futures Trade Out Loud trading room, the live room that I've been talking about now, since 2017. We do offer education for day trading and swing trading. And like I said before, I like to specialize in high velocity trades. So when I get into the trade, boom, I like to hit target immediately. So for that instant gratification, in and out, and I'm done. I'm also the designer of institutional proprietary trading system. And the reason I'm the designer is because I cannot take credit for technical analysis, but I put a spin on it since I have received special mentoring. Yes, that's true. You have to start somewhere. You have to spin your wheels a little bit. And then you go like, oh, you found the safe haven, right? So I took everything that I was taught by my mentor, and I am applying it to the market right now. I have also, through the study of many stocks and cases of setups in futures as well, I have determined that there are specific times throughout the day when trades work better than others. And I have my proprietary trigger times. Nobody else has the system and nobody else has these trigger times. And also, I specialize in specific price zones because there are some layers where institutional traders leg in or leg out? And would you like to know when they're coming in with the volume associated with the pattern? Of course, you can beat any other algorithm that is out there, or in fact, you could trade in sync with the algorithms where they get in. And actually, these are almost the exact same levels where you could see block trades, or you could see dark pools without even looking at them. So that's pretty cool. And I also look at chart synchronicity. Why chart synchronicity is important is because if you have the high energy frequency in the market that is going in sync, then you have a more dynamic momentum. And I can teach you to how to generate income in 2 hours or less, and also create your own wealth ecosystem, because as you're generating income, after you're paying your expenses, then you could actually deposit some of the cash, some of the extra cash, instead of letting it in a bank and leaving it in a bank, which basically produces close to zero. You can open a retail trading account and you could start swing trading and investing. And you don't even need a lot of money, because a lot of people are so scared thinking that they need hundreds and thousands of dollars to start investing. And the reality is you could start investing even with $500. This is me at different events throughout time. And this is my beautiful award that I won last year for best financial literacy tool. Yes, we made it. We're the best in the industry out of 400 companies for trading education and for our services. This is me right here. I was invited to the Trading Battle. This is the competition's name. It is a company that is based in Australia and invites all the high traders, all the pro traders out there to battle against each other. And this is me winning 2 trading competitions, 1 last year and 1 this year. And in fact, this was live. You can find it. And if you want to watch the videos on my YouTube site, you could just go to youtube.com/tradeoutloud and you could see live how I've traded. And super awesome, because it's in a live environment. I share my trading ideas as they're happening. And this is only in 1 hour. I was able to generate several $1,000 that I ultimately donated to a really awesome cause. All right. So if you guys want to learn more about Trade Out Loud, John, I have really good genes. Okay. So if you want to learn more about Trade Out, but thank you. you could go ahead. You could head on to tradeoutloud.com. I'm not going to bore you here today. Or you could visit social media with the handle Trade Out Loud. Yes, I do trade. I'm going to share my stats with you guys. I trade futures every single day and I trade close to 2 hours a day. Okay. But before that, and before sharing some really interesting, some awesome, crazy pants stats about the market and about, let's wrap it all around, market psychology. Are you kidding me? So not only that, we have to have the right mindset, but do we have the right mindset to look at the market? Or, and best of all, do you guys know that the market has a mind of its own? Well, yeah, it does. And through history and price, these are things that you're going to learn, right? Hey, Silver. Okay. These are things that you're going to learn throughout time. Okay. And it's not hard. If you have the passion for the market, you're going to apply. Okay. So what does psychology have to do with trading anyways, right? And why it is so important to have the right mindset? Well, we started that discussion yesterday, and you might not believe it, but it has a huge impact and it has a huge amount to do with it. Ask anyone who has been trading for a while. And the fact that we had so many traders invited to this event just shows you how important trading psychology is. And there is such a thing, right? Even though sometimes everybody's focused more on the pattern, more on the trend, more on the strategies, but mindset, believe it or not, is 90%. So the psychological factor, so trading is 90% psychological. So if I tell you that you're fighting to learn that 10%, okay? And we're all struggling when we start trading, because trading is not easy when you first start, because it all depends on who you have as a mentor, who you have as your teacher, how and where you're going to learn how to trade. Because trust me, if you're watching TikTok videos or Instagram videos, you're not going to get anywhere, right? Because you need someone to put it together for you. So your trading system has to be a well-greased machine, right? Your mindset, put your hands on your head, your psychologically has to be in sync with your money management. Just reach your hands out and say money. Right? Money, money management, how you manage your risk and how much you love money. Because yesterday we talked about money, right? And that I love money and you should love money too. Because if you love money, you're not going to jump in trades recklessly, right? And donate your money. You don't want to be a liquidity provider for the market. You want to suck all the profits from the market. And there are so many billions of dollars that we can definitely suck from the market. Okay. And also, so mindset with money management and the method, right? The strategy, because we need to know what kind of strategy we deploy in different market conditions, because not one size fits all, right? There are different strategies. In fact, in my courses, I teach 10 different strategies that you have to adapt and you have to juggle. When is it the best time to adapt, to put this strategy in place, or when is the best time to put this strategies in play. So like I said earlier, I teach 10 strategies, but do I trade all the 10 strategies at once, or do I trade all 10 strategies in a week? No, because there are strategies that sit there on the shelf. I have them in my mind, right? And I deploy them when the case comes and depending on the market environment. Do you guys know what the two most important and most profitable strategies are? Drum roll, please. Okay. It is the buy setup or the sell setup, whether buy or sell within a trend, and the breakout, the base breakout or the base breakdown, of course, in sync with the trend. Those are the two most popular trading strategies that you will deploy more than 90% of the time. So these are the most important strategies. So your mindset and your ability to control it are the most important. Your mind drives everything you do in your life. And trading is definitely no exception. Let's talk a little bit about attitude, how you are starting your trading day, because your attitude will determine whether or not you're going to be a profitable trader that day, or maybe not. Because if I go outside and if I see that my neighbor just pulled on my driveway and walked all over my grass, I'm going to get so pissed off and I'm going to come in the house and say, oh my God, the first thing I'm going to do today when I see him, I'm going to tell him that he ruined my lawn. So you're going to start with that negative mindset, because the only thing that you're going to think about, oh my God, my lawn is screwed. Okay. So I have to fix that. So your attitude has to be it's not independent, but your attitude has to do a lot how your trading day starts and how you implement your routine, because you have to have a routine in trading. And I know I had another 3-day event last week in which we talked about routines and how important it is to develop a trading routine when trading, because I only trade for 2 hours. So I actually mentioned this in the trading room, like, because I only work for 2 hours, and within these 2 hours, I'm in the zone. I have my door shut in my office. And when I come into my office, you know, to do the pre-market work and then to start the trading, if you will, I don't want any distractions. I'm not going to talk on the phone. My phone is always off. I'm going to be one with the charts. I don't even let my cat in. Okay. Sorry, in the office. I know I keep my door shut because I don't want to have any distractions. I don't want my cat. My cat basically loves to walk on my keyboard. So I'm not going to let that happen. I don't have my window open, so I'm not distracted if somebody's yelling outside or somebody's cutting the lawn. I always have a glass of water or a bottle of water or maybe two. I have my Snapple. This is my ritual. I'm not a coffee person, so I have my Snapple on the desk. I also have some snacks or fruits on my desk, because I don't want, if I get hungry, I'm not going to get out of my chair. Okay. So fasten your seatbelt. It's like you're taking off on the plane. And when the pilot is telling you, when the captain's telling you, okay, you can unbuckle now. All right. That is when you're done your trading session. All right. So when you're trading and when I'm trading, everybody that is in my trading room knows there's no breaks. I don't care if you need to use the pens. Like if you leave, like if you're taking a bathroom break, you can actually miss the trade of the day. And what you have to do is wait for the next day. So your attitude is more important than any other character attributes required for successful trading. Your attitude is more important than even the market knowledge and even your degree of skill. So how many guys and how many times have you guys come into front of the computer saying, oh, I really don't feel like trading today? And you shouldn't trade. Because if your attitude is like, you feel tired, or you feel like you had a distressing news or an event in your life, or you feel down, or you feel sick. Even if you're sick, do not trade. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say this because I was trading through my COVID through the whole month of January. Okay. So I was trading. I was like, okay, tested COVID. Okay. I got to go trade. And it was a good distraction, but any other time, I truly don't recommend you trade because you have the runny nose. And if you're like me taking DayQuil or NyQuil, you're drowsy. So that is going to, you're not going to take really good trading decisions if you do that, right? So it is important how you react to the market and not what the market does to you. Because sometimes we, in turbulent market environments, and in fact, right now, let's face it, we are in a turbulent market environment because the market has been all over the place. It is quite hard to identify. You have to be very experienced to identify the trend, to identify the momentum, to identify the directional bias for that segment in the day, right? Because as day traders, we're focusing on smaller timeframes. And if you're a swing trader, that was not easy either, right? So the most important thing is what you take out of the market, because the market is always going to be right, right? So if you have a losing trade, for example, okay, that might not be the issue. The question is, why do you have that losing trade? Is it because you took the wrong trade? Is it because the timing was not right? Is it because you were not in sync with the market? Is it because you did not respect your trading plan? Is the loss, how bad is the loss? Is the loss producing a negative reaction, and why? Because sometimes there are traders that make money Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they give everything back on Friday. So is that good management? No, it's not. Because one trade should not erase 4 days of trading, correct? So if within a week you take 5 trades, that one trade should only account for that loss. That's it. So you should still be up 4 hours. Okay, we're going to get to that later. The real issue is how you react to your loss. How did you lose, right? How did you lose? What did you respect your trading plan? Most often not. Or did the market make you lose the money? Because yes, losing money is part of the plan. No risk, no gain. This is what trading is. And it's an odds game. Or was it a good trade, right? You lost money on a good trade. What is the difference between a bad trade and a good trade? A good trade is where you respect your trading plan and you have no regrets if you stop out because you had an entry, you had a stop, you had a target, you had a management plan. So that was part of the plan. The problem is the bad losing trade, the trade that you chased, or because you know when you did something bad. It's not the first time when I did something wrong into the market when I first started day trading. You know when you're doing something bad because then you're starting to pray. And say, oh my God, please get me out at least at break even or with a small loss. And I promise I'm never going to do that again. Am I right? Like how many of you guys has said that, right? How many of you guys said that to yourself? And then again, did you chase? Did you get emotional? I mean, emotions in tradings are not bad because sometimes they're instinctive, but most of the time you have to trade without any emotion. And if you have a well-balanced plan, we talked about a trading plan yesterday, you should not have emotions. I literally have no emotions when I'm trading because I trade the same amount on every single trade, right? So for example, if you're risky, for example, 1% for your account on each and every single trade, right? It's you can't really get emotional because you're only losing that 1% on a trade. Do you change your trading style when you have a loss? Or do you get nervous or do you get angry? It's what the market is doing to you and what the loss is doing to you. But the reality is you're beating yourself up because literally it was your fault if it was a bad trade. Do you have your judgment clouded and switch to revenge trading? Like, I know that if I have a loss, I never do revenge trading, but I'm super focused. I'm actually more focused than the first time around because I'm trying to find a setup. I'm trying to find a trade where I can get my money back. And actually, my purpose and my goal is to make my money back or as much as I can from the lost allocated amount from that 1%, which is not hard. And then what I'm trying to do further on is trying to see if I can make more money within that trade, because that's the whole purpose. Or do you respect your plan, accept your losses as part of the plan and move on? Because losses are part of the plan. And losses come, especially when the market is going through the change of the guard. It's changing from uptrend to downtrend, because you have to keep on playing, for example, the long side, until the market proves that it has entered an official downtrend. Patience. Patience is one of the key qualities you need to have in order to be able to deal with different situations in trading. From the point you decide to enter the trade, how you manage the trade, and waiting for the targets to be hit. Just sit, watch, and wait for the best trading opportunity. So for example, yesterday and today, yesterday we had a big push to the downside, and then we had a rotation back up, right? Do you think that I was looking for the downside? No, because when the market opened, it started to put some huge wide range bars. I don't trade wide range bars. Why? Because those setups have increased risk. That means that my position size is going to be tiny. So I'm not going to make a lot of money in those. I'm looking for tighter entries where I can have more size that is in sync with my 1%, so I can take more contracts so I can make more money. That's my goal. Today, the market opened, swished up. If you're not in a trade and if you don't identify a setup, don't chase. You may be tempted because the market went today like ballistically higher, right? Just wait for a pullback. Wait until you find an identifiable opportunity, one that is listed in your plan. And remember, your trading plan needs to be super simple, super, super simple. And it has to outline the exact strategy that you need to apply. And remember, we talked that there are two strategies that are used more than 90% of the time in the market is the buy setup, sell setup, right? Buy setup and sell setup. That's one. And breakout and breakdown. You cannot make it any easier than that. Does it meet your criteria to enter? Does it meet your criteria for the stop? Does it meet your criteria for position sizing? Because because in a volatile market, that's a big issue. You need to make sure that you can afford that kind of stop, because maybe you cannot afford the stop and therefore sit on your hands. I don't care if the market is going to go probably 500 points up because it was not in my trading plan to take that trade, and it's better than chasing. So I love this quote. I live by this quote, right? I just wait until there's money lying in the corner and all I have to do is go over and pick it up. I do nothing in the meantime. In essence, by not wanting to trade, I have transformed myself into a master of patience by forcing myself to wait until there's a trade that appeared so compelling that I could not stand the thought of not taking it. I have vastly improved my odds. Read this again. I have vastly improved my odds. This is Jesse Livermore, operations of a stock, a reminiscence of a stock operator. Highly encourage you guys to read it. You could grab it from Amazon or from elsewhere. You can find it. You can find it anywhere. Highly recommend you read it. I read it 20 years ago. And it's a great book to read. It's very thin. It's very small. You can read it in a day. You're going to love it. Read it over and over and over and over and over again. Trust me, you're going to improve your trading, your mindset, if you read it. So the problem is that you've been hearing me say a lot, setup, 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 setup. Yeah, you need to have a setup, because if you don't have a setup, you don't have a trade. You need to have firm parameters for your trade. Because for example, if you have the market with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bars up, what do? Do you just jump in a trade? No, you need actually a pullback into the market. Do you short in an ongoing super strong trend? No. What are you? You're going to get killed, right? You're going to get killed. So you wait for a pullback into a retracement level that can be easily predetermined based on technical analysis. And then you're going to wait for a rotation to happen so you can get in. It may happen in 15 minutes or 30 minutes in an hour or 2 hours, or you may not have that trade in that day. So you may have to wait a little longer. Reminiscence of a stock operator. Confidence. Self-confidence is a measure of your belief in yourself and has a number of consequences in trading should you lack it. Especially being successful requires you to trust and follow again your trading plan. Confident traders rely on their own judgment and not on what others are saying. Take full responsibility for your trading decisions. This is super important when we talk about trading. You need to develop self-sufficient skills. There's nobody that is going to read the market better than you. Learning how to trade is not that hard if you have the basic education, and then if you study charts, follow the price action, put your cursor over the price, and as the price is going higher, look, always analyze trades and analyze the price action going from where the price is on the right-hand side and put your cursor and see, hey, what the price do? Where's the price trading in relation to, I don't know, moving averages, whatever indicator you guys are using? Where's the price trading in relation to support? Where's the price trading in relation to resistance? Where's the price trading in relation to yesterday's low? Where's the price trading in relation to the weekly high? Where's the price trading in relation to the monthly chart? You're going to be surprised. But I get most of my dynamic velocity information from higher timeframes. That's right. And I trade 1 minute and 2 minute. That's where they're hiding the information. Yeah, that's true. That's where the information is hidden. So confidence comes from knowledge. And once you know how to master charting and read charts, trends, setups, technicals, you are laughing all the way to the bank. Let's talk about emotions. Emotions are probably the single biggest problems we face when trading, along with a lack of discipline, right? That's a big one. You can limit the emotional impulse by having, again, oh my gosh, I'm saying it again, trading plan. It takes the impulse out of your trading, because if your trading plan doesn't say, hey, jump in a trade, you're not going to jump in a trade, you're going to wait. And I know it's hard to follow your plan. I know it's hard, but you have to force yourself to have that trading plan with that one strategy, because believe it or not, how many strategies do you think you need to know to make a boatload of money? How many strategies, and type it here in the room, how many strategies do you think you need to know? How many strategies do you think you need to know to make a boatload of money? Type it here in the room. Okay, exactly. Exactly. You need one strategy. You need one strategy to make it work, right? You need one strategy to make it work. Okay. Danny, well, I've been talking about emotions. I've been talking about about attitude, right? I've been talking about patience, right? Patience is a virtue. Okay. Sure. Okay. Patience is a virtue. So if you don't have the patience, no money. It's so simple in trading. So in trading, if you don't wait for the proper setup to line up, that's why I say patience. And the way I spell patience is pay, P-A-Y-tience, patience, right? So emotional swings and emotional stress do impact your mental state and can ultimately affect your trading decision. When you trade with emotions, you do not trade logically. Do you guys know when we trade with it, when we are emotional? And sometimes this happens to me, and I'm going to tell you why. Do you guys feel that sometimes you feel emotional? Type a one in the chat box. If sometimes, not all the times, if sometimes you feel emotional when you're in a trade, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. And the next time you're going to go like, oh my God, that's a quick fix. Okay. All right, cool. Don't forget, guys, select everyone from the chat box, not only Host and Palace. Okay. So you are emotional when you have extra size, when you have more size in that trade than you should have. Scott, if tomorrow, when you find a trade, try to take it. So for example, I'm going to give you a quick hint. Look at your account size tonight. Look at your account. Okay. See the number that you have in your account, the amount of money that you have in your account. Now take that. And tomorrow, if you're a day trader, I don't know if you're a day trader or a swing trader, but if you're a day trader, and it can be applicable to swing trading as well, but if you're a day trader, say you're going to risk 1% per trade. So 1% for that account. So let's say you have $100,000 in your account, right? You're going to risk only 1%. And then you're going to allow yourself to take 4 trades a day. You don't have to take 4. You only have to take 1. Remember, you're looking for that picture perfect setup, because our job as traders, and my job, and I tell myself this every single day, my job as a trader is not to make money. Mm-mm. Nope, it's not to make money. My job is to identify the best possible setup, the best possible trade that can bring me the most possible reward. Because if I find a crappy setup, I'm going to probably lose money. So I'm going to strive to find the best setup. Okay. So Scott, going back to that hot potato feeling and emotions when you're in a trade. So for example, let's say you risk $1,000 on each trade. Tomorrow, try risking half. And because it's a volatile market, do this. And I don't give this advice freely for free for to anyone. Take that trade with half the size. So take it with $500, double the stop, because we're trading in a volatile environment. Double the stop. So you're going to see that you're not going to get stopped out as often, and you're going to be calm in the trade. It's a quick fix. So going back to emotions, emotional swings and emotional stress do impact your mental state and can ultimately affect your trading decisions. When you trade with emotions, you do not trade logically, because you're trading with fear. You're trading with obviously with you're very emotional. Some educators, instructors, and trading book authors just browse around, will tell you, or you can read that in their books, that you need to separate emotions from trading. Oh, it's so easy, right? Oh, you know what? Just separate your emotions and you're going to be good. Oh my God, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. This is not possible, guys. To even try to separate the emotions is like fighting a losing battle. So don't try it, but do this instead. Try to educate your emotion. Trading involves the most emotional commodity in the world. Money. Everybody's emotional when they talk about money. Do you guys think that it's easy for me when I have a losing day? Seriously. Do you think like I go hopping around and yay, I was able to detach my emotions. I am so happy I lost money today. Nobody ever says that. Okay. Yeah, exactly. John, if you're a robot, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to strive to be like robots, right? That's why we have to have that training plan and that system. But you cannot. And I know, because I was so frustrated. I was reading when I first started to day trade, because I wasn't going through these emotions when I was swing trading or invested. Because obviously, you know, if you guys know, when you work for a hedge fund or, you know, hedge funds or institutional traders or investment funds, they don't use stops. So you have no emotions because you know, you have a larger time frame and you have, you know, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, for the market to go up. And historically, 70% of the time it goes up, right? But when I started day trading, I started educating myself on emotions, because I felt like my hands were sweating. Well, the first time when I put in my day trade, like, oh my God, my hand was shaking on the mouse to put that order in. I mean, I think some of you guys can relate. Yeah, I mean, scary. It's like, oh my God, it's my money. I'm putting it on the line. Okay. So yeah, when you have money on the line, you have skin in the game, you have emotions, and it's normal to have emotions. But when you use a constant size, when you use, for example, a position size that is not going to produce a dramatic effect to you for that day and say, oh, okay, I lost, let's say $1,000. That doesn't mean much if you have a $200,000 account, right? And that's one little losing trade in the notion of trade that you take throughout the year. So money outlasts hate, love, greed, and anything else that you would ever, that you can ever imagine. So even if you read these books and say, oh yes, you have to separate your emotions and eliminate them. Some books say, eliminate emotions and you have to do this, this, and that. Well, try that in real market environment. And when you're having some kind of flash news coming in, or, you know, some kind of event, geopolitical event happen, and you're in a trade. So try to do that. So I'm telling you, some of the people that are writing books do not really trade. Okay. So also taking decisions, trading successfully is about decision-making. Although because of money and our natural instincts, many people cannot remove their emotions from their decision-making process sufficiently. So I'm not saying that you should eliminate emotions, that we should handle our emotions. And the only way to handle our emotions is that if we find a position size that is right for us and that we're okay to losing, I mean, you have to make sure that you say this, hey, this is my position size for today. I'm going to divide. And by the way, the position size has to be the same. And I mean, if you have, let's say, I don't know, whatever account size, and if you risk 1%, until you grow your account with at least 25 to 30%, you're going to still be using the same size. And then when your account grows 25, 30%, then you can recalculate your position size. Okay. That's how you do it. And you have to make sure that you keep that position size in check. Why? Why do you think that is? Because, for example, if you have a trade right now, and if you risk $1,000, right? Because that's your position size. You risk $1,000, you lose on that trade. You take the second trade. Oh my gosh, the market is not working. You know, there's something there, you know, the conditions are harsh. You lose another $1,000. You take a third trade, and that trade, if you risk the same $1,000, so keep it in mind, we lost $2,000, right? On the first trade and the second trade. Your third trade, it's going to start working. You're using the same parameters, right? You're not doing something that you keep on doing and doing and doing, and, you know, and it's not working. And, you know, that's the recipe for insanity. No, you're doing a calculated trade again. And if that trade is successful, you can easily erase those two prior losses and come ahead. Super easy, super easy. It's not hard to do that. It's all math. And it's like simple first grade math. Expectations. Okay. One of the first problems that many traders face is that of unrealistic expectations. What makes traders think that they can start trading one day and be super profitable the next? Totally unrealistic. Have realistic expectations. It's very important. And also match your trading account with your expectations. Set real goals and targets. That's super important, especially when you're trading, day trading, swing trading, investing, whatever. Expectations will be met only by doing your own homework. So remember, do your homework before the market opens. It is very important to have your homework done. I have my homework done by 9:30. I'm all set to go. And I'm going to show you just a moment, you know, some of the trades that we took today and how I have my homework done. It's traced on the chart so I can see it. So it's palpable. So it's easy to apply. In search of a holy grail. Oh my gosh. Who doesn't want that? I was in search of the Holy Grail. Oh yeah, honest to God, I was. It's like, man, trading is hard. I mean, there has to be an easier way. 3 months into my day trading career, I have joined this fabulous program. And this was many, many years ago. And I joined this fabulous program where I would get the news, stock market news, before it hit the wires. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I had access to that. It was a very expensive service, but I had access to that. And guess what I did? When I first started trading, I was very, very, very well calculated. And I knew the lesson of position sizing. I knew the lesson of this and that. So I didn't get into trading without any trading education. I had a really robust trading education. I think I took like 5 courses before I actually opened a trading account. Seriously, I never blew up an account ever. So I learned my lesson, right? And then I opened the account. Guess what I did? I made money 3 months because Saren's out and I was going like, oh yeah, this is cool. I'm making money, but I saw, you know what? This is going slow. I got to find the Holy Grail. And I found the service where I had to pay an arm and a leg. It was like $650. And that was like way, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And guess what happened? I lost all my profits and then some. Yep, that's true. I remember I started in August. So I was training August, September, October. In October, I became a member of that service. And guess what happened? Blew up. It blew up in my face. So I really, you know, kind of like say, and I said to myself, maybe I don't know how to use it. See, I wasn't blaming the fact that I was going against my training plan, because the reality is I did not have a training plan. And that was the problem. And then I realized, you know, after being 3 months into that program, that I blew my 3 months of hard work. And I said, there has to be a better way. So I have to go back to what I have learned and apply it. So that's what I did. I went back and I literally started a little trading plan. It was on a piece of paper. And I said, okay, now I'm going to wait. And I was trading stocks back then. I'm going to wait for the stock to pull back into the 21 SMA. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, whatever. So yeah, holy grails or that perfect condition or indicator will guarantee success on every trade or on most of the trades. Cause I understood, like, oh yeah, I got it. I know not all the trades are going to be successful, but yeah. So the reality of trading is that there's no such trading system in existence that guarantees you 100% success, but there are only your skills, your degree of understanding how to trade the market is going to produce that win ratio, that batting average. It never has existed, that holy grail thing, and never will. It will only be hard work that the trader must do each and every single day to better themselves. But things get easier. So when you're first starting your trading career, I know how that is. It's hard. I used to have a calendar that made me feel a little bit better. And I used to have very small goals, believe it or not, because I was trading my real money, right? I didn't want to blow it up after that bad experience. So I was trading with $300 position size. That's it. And if I made $500 to $600 a day, I would quit just to make myself feel better. Okay. Just because I made money and I would put a big green dot in that calendar because I wanted to improve my win ratio. And that's how you become successful. There are little tricks. And actually, I did have a trader that I coach. And that trader said, you know what? I'm just going to do it with a micro or with for futures. I'm just going to do it with a micro just to get regain my confidence, right? And that trader actually had only two losing days because he went for very small targets, only two losing days within a month. That's how you grow your confidence. Fear. Well, I hate to say it, but no risk, no gain. This is what training is, right? It's an odds game. And the number one fear in trading, the number one enemy in trading is fear. Fear is a distressing negative sensation induced by a perceived threat. And this threat that we're talking about is losing money, okay? It is a basic survival mechanism occurring in response to a specific stimulus, such as pain or threat of danger. What is the threat of danger? Blowing up your trading account, right? What is my spouse going to say? What are my friends going to say? What is my neighbor going to say? What are my trading friends going to say? So is fear holding you back, or is the fear of failure? So we have to analyze, like, what kind of fear is it holding you back? So the next time when you feel fear, ask yourself, oh my God, where is it hurting? Where's this fear? Okay. And try to put it on a piece of paper. Fear, or is it the fear of the trade not working, of you stopping out, definitely resulting in what? Fear of losing money, right? And losing money. So, or is the consequence of the fear and failure, right? When you have that negative sensation, you project into the future the possibility that you will fail. Just like with COVID, guys, just like with COVID, right? You fear of getting COVID. Maybe it's not that bad, right? Maybe it's not that bad. Okay. Or I don't know, if you have pre-existing conditions, it's freaking fearful, right? So notice the difference. So here's a list of feelings that you need to look out for. Fear, a future regret if I have started, or if I'm going, what if I should have started trading, like, I don't know, 5 years ago? What if I never start trading because of fear? Fear of being wrong. I'm going to tell you a quick hint here. I'm going to tell a little thing here. Fear of being wrong. The next time when you trade, try to say it out loud and say, okay, this is an uptrend, that's a downtrend, this is a pullback, this is a setup, this is my entry, this is my stop, this is my target, this is my... Hear yourself. That's why my company is called Trade Out Loud, because once you hear yourself, you take accountability, and you kind of like, and say, oh, wow, wait a minute. I just said that this is a downtrend and I want to go long. Okay. Fear of being criticized. That's another thing. It's like, oh, you lost money. You did this, you did that. Right. Fear of being criticized. And you suck it up in yourself. And that's only producing more fear and more distress. Fear of personal failure. You think that, oh my God, if I'm failing right now, like I feel like a total failure. It's not. Guys, you are competing in a world dominated, best money game in the world. Okay. And we are definitely trading alongside or against some of the most brilliant minds of trading, let alone machines. Okay. How to deal with fear. Don't judge. Don't believe people who tell you that some thoughts or feelings are okay, but others are not, right? One of the most important things, because I'm running out of time, I only have 10 more minutes, is journaling, right? Auto-evaluate. Did you guys know that you can auto-evaluate yourself? Journals increase trading consistency. There are many softwares available right there that can do it automatically for you, or you could do it on your own. In an Excel sheet, because that detects errors made in your previous trades, and then you get to analyze those trades, and those are quick fixes. See the trades and strategies that work for you and the trades and strategies that don't work for you. And it's a quick fix. Eliminate the strategies that don't work for you and just take the strategies that work for you. They show you where your mistakes are and what time of the day you should be trading, what time of the day you should not be trading. Journals keep you accountable. Journals keep help you improve your trading techniques. This shows what strategies work for you and what don't. Now, if you were just with yourself in your trading account right now, face to face, and you would say, "What does my trading account say about me?" What would your trading account say about you? Just you fill in the blanks. It's an exercise for today. Just sit there in front of your account and say, "Hey, what is this account saying about myself? Is it up or down? And what is the cost? What is your performance saying about yourself?" Also, fill in the blanks. Winning trader psychology. Okay. Stops to becoming successful winning trader, respecting your trading plan. We talked about this plenty. My question to you is, how often do you respect your trading plan if you have one? Is it 50% of the time, 25% of the time, 90% of the time? Taking a high odds trade and not having having that stop out is not the problem if you respected your trading plan, right? Remember, you could have a stop, you could have a second stop, but you have a third trade that you recoup everything and make it all back and plus some, right? It is a trade that was not thought through and you jumped in. You only need one strategy to make money. We discussed about this. You need to focus on the pattern, try to identify your strengths, learn to manage the trade. Don't get out too early. Do not rely on someone else helping you. You're the only ones that will have the answers to all the questions once you learn how to trade, and strive to be self-sufficient. Achieving success in trading is closer than you think. And it's not that hard, because trading is not hard. Traders complicated. Keep it super simple with one strategy. Learn how to trail, learn entries, learn stops, learn targets, create a daily routine, respect your plan, trade the charts, not the P&L. This is one of the most important things, right? Don't trade your P&L. It's like, oh my God, I just made $1,000. I'm going to take it. No, trade the chart. What if there is another 3,000 and you're leaving out on the table? Take your stops. If you're wrong, get out. Never trade on hope. Oh, I think it's going to go higher. Oh, it's going against me right now. Oh my God, this is so painful, 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 painful. You don't eat. You don't sleep. Just cut the trade. You're going to have a really great sleep at night. Have a trailing system in place and trade for the right reason. Market psychology. Oh my God, we're approaching the end. Is there such a thing in market psychology? Here's what I wrote on Monday. Remember, we had a really red day on Friday, right? Red day on Friday. We actually broke below the weekly low in the SPX. Boom, the market. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is a confirmation bear market, 20% down, yada, yada, yada. And when everybody was like, oh my God, this is the end of the world, I come out on Monday with this. But after I have repeatedly said in the trading room that this week is going to be bullish. How did I know? Did I have a crystal ball? I don't know. Do I? Here's what I posted on May 23rd at 12 p.m. I took it publicly on Twitter. And I said, 4 more trading days this month. Remember that this is almost patriotic for price to be a bit more bullish around Memorial Day, 4th of July and Labor Day. We have to see how this year is going to play out. That was Monday. After catastrophic Friday, boom, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thank you very much. You're getting this from experience. This is from trading for over 20 years. You get an edge. You learn to be one with the market. You learn price history and you learn price psychology. It's almost not patriotic to short the market. It's the US market that you're trading. Now, what produces this pop-up? The fact that you have low volume, the fact that traders do not want to be short in a long weekend, it produces a short squeeze. If you guys want to trade with me, we do have a trading room. We trade a couple of hours each day, every morning. I come with a pre-market game plan every single morning. All the trades are precise. It's a 100% guided system. I tell you exactly where the entry is, where the stop, where the target, and I trail it for you. It's 100% guided. You have access to the performance portfolio. You get real-time response to all your questions. You go like, oh my God, what did the market go up? Why did you take this setup? How do you trail? How do you do this? You get your questions answered. It's only $299 a month. The price will go up. And guys, this is $1,500 a day. If you think that you cannot make $15 a day, I mean, come on. We're there to make a lot more money. Right. And we also have a special offer. If you sign up for the yearly, you get 1 hour personal coaching with me. All right. This is my performance. This is this month. As you can see, we're in the green. By the way, the results are with one contract. I trade way more than one contract. Let me tell you, way, 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 way more than one contract. But this is the calculation for one contract per trade. Only today alone, we made $1,200 in NASDAQ. We made an RTY 250. We made $2,000 in oil and crude oil. And we're, I would say, $1,400 up in gasoline. This is today. This is today. Today. Okay. So I just want to share the screen real quickly to show you how the levels are. This is the breakout today. So we had it noted. Right? This is the support. We actually took a smaller risk in this trade because we had some stability into a certain area. We're still looking for a target into 1550. And after 1550, this is a target. Plus, this is going to go ballistically higher, close to 120. Want to show you the S&P, for example. And I'm going to wrap things up because it's 757. Oops, I don't. Oh, I erased the levels here. Okay, sorry about that. Let's go to YM. I had a class because we teach our five-day course. Okay, let me put it here. Ta-da! Wouldn't it be awesome? Like when you got into your trading day, you go like, okay, this is bullish here, right? This is bullish here. This is where the support area is, and this is where the target is. Okay. All right. So if you guys are interested, you know where to go. David has the link right there. You could actually go into our website. And if you want, you know, you can find all the information in there. It's under services, futures trading room. You have all the details right here. So thank you so much, everyone, for paying attention. And I hope you guys have a fantastic long weekend. And I'll hope to see you soon at my other live events. Thank you.